Back in Camp Sheet Sports Zone here on a Wednesday night. First one of the new year. Michael Maloney is joining me, Beckman Catholic boys basketball coach, as the Blazers sitting at 5-3 overall, 3-1 in the conference north side of the River Valley, as the Blazers coming back after break with two losses to West Delaware and to Cascade last night. As Coach, we first start and talk about the break, how it went for your team. A couple injuries coming out of the break, which is never a good thing. And this has happened to your team a couple last couple years as well. But trying to fight through a little adversity as you start the new year here.
Yeah, overall, heading into break, obviously, we were playing the best basketball we had been playing all year, doing a great job. Sharing the ball, doing all the things we want to do. And yet, unfortunately, you have that happen sometimes. And, no injuries good, but sometimes some mean more than others. And we had a couple guys that have played for us for a lot of years that mean a lot to the program and bust their butts. And they're not there. So it's, less on the physical side, but more on the mental side of your team. How do you adjust? How tough are you? And right now, we're just not very tough enough with it. So we got to get a little bit better at it. We got to realize what our strengths still can be. And there's still positives in any game that you play. But, a couple teams that were really excited to play us. And, we tell the guys to be the hunters every game. And, right now we're the prey.
It started on Friday night as you made the trip over to Seedorf Gymnasium, take on the West Delaware Hawks. And they came out on fire and took advantage of it and kept rolling, able to get that win 66-43. What were some of the major differences that stick out to you after looking at the tape on that ball game?
So the West Delaware kids were excited to play, get off break. They had some different things going on with their team, and, they did exactly what we showed the kids they were going to do, and we were a step slow, probably in every fashion. Hustle plays, different things, closing out, step slow to a shooter, and, West Delaware is that kind of team. They're going to get confidence from offense, plain and simple. You see the next day on the tape, same team out there, and they didn't score the ball well, and they didn't play as well defensively, and I just thought we could have done a better job on the offensive end to help alleviate some of the problems we were seeing on the defensive end, and we just failed to recognize that till it was too late. And that's part of the game. You got to mentally step in and realize how important possession basketball is. How do you put pressure on the other team and affect their mental side? And just being down 20-5, 20-4, that's a 5, 6, 7, 8 possession game. You got to live in the 2-3 when you're not playing your best. So credit to the West Delaware kids, did exactly what they wanted to do. And we didn't learn fast enough on how to make that game closer.
And trying to learn from it and move on to Tuesday night, getting back into RVC against your rival Cascade last night on the road, fell by 11 to the Cougars. Tough start in this game for your team as the Cougars got up 14-0 in that first quarter.
Yeah, two.
And you battled
4-5 the last two first quarters. Woo.
Yeah, that's that'll give Coach nightmares. Then you battled back, though. Got to be happy with that effort. 17 points in the second quarter.
Yeah, I'm not a coach that puts everything into the first quarter. Some teams really like to be scripted in what they do, and I totally understand why. With it being high school kids, we try to tell our guys to be tough enough. Half the games expect to play great right away. Half the games you might start a little sluggish. It's where you at that 4-minute mark. Did you take the other team's best run? Did you give it up on them? Did you make plays that are going to eventually lead to winning plays? And I thought last night the energy was better than West Delaware. On the defensive end, the communication was better, but the execution, maybe on the offensive, again, wasn't as good. We've already stated how many times did Cascade swing the ball when, we were scoring versus them, and how many times did we? And, you're going to take one pass and shoot it, you're probably not going to give yourself the best opportunity to be in a successful spot as a basketball team. And so we need to start to realize these things that we talk about every day and put them into practice. We've been really practicing on being down in games and how that affects what types of shots, what types of things we do as a team. And it just hasn't shown in the game yet. Still love the group of the guys. Four guys still averaging double figures. Still very good assist-to-turnover ratio. Doing a lot of good things. But the things that are bugaboos, stretches of defense and rebounding, have got to get a lot better if you want to win in this league. Everybody's got great players. We were fortunate to get one of our guys that got banged up in winter break back last night. Maybe it wasn't 100%, but we're not here to make excuses. We have to do a better job. We know going into the game what things we're not great at, what other teams are good at, what plans the other team's going to try to do, and we got to recognize those failures and come ahead and just be tougher.
continuing to work to get better and realizing you're 8 games into the season, so a lot of things can change here. You're on that momentum. You're facing a little adversity now with the injuries and the 2-game losing streak, but as quickly as things change that way, you know they can change back, and your kids realizing that as you have Northeast now. You'll welcome in the Rebels on Friday night.
Yeah, one of the best teams in the conference. We're going to have to come ready to play. Any night, anybody in this league can beat you. So you got to be ready with your game plan versus theirs and who's going to do what. There's tons of talent. We set our schedule up very difficult. There isn't one game that we can walk in and win, no matter who we play, no matter what we do. And that sometimes you lose games and you face adversity. But, you know, what's more real life than that? At the end of the day, that's what these kids got to learn. These are life lessons on top of playing basketball. And basketball should be fun with it, you know. There's failures. One team succeeds every play. One team fails. We just got to turn it that we're the team succeeding more than failing.
Indeed. All right. Best of luck to you against the Rebels. And then Anamosa on Tuesday. We'll talk to you down the road. Coach, thanks for your time. As always, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Swish. Appreciate it.
Michael Maloney, head coach of the Beckman Catholic Blazers here on the program as we continue on with more right here from KMCH Sports.